always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Don Christian, man, and I'm excited about getting in on here and rocking the show today, man. We yada the king because Jesus deserves it, man, and we just thank him. He's so worthy, and we give him all the praise, man. Without him, we wouldn't be here. And that's how we do it, because we yada the king. For all those that don't know, yada means praise. The king is none other than Jesus Christ himself, man, and I'm just really excited about what God is doing. As I said before, we're going to get it in with the homie DL from Adonai Signature Clothing. The first time we're actually interviewing a Christian clothing line, man. So we're really excited about that. He's going to tell us some ins and outs, what he does. You know, I was just chopping it up with him. He said, you know, he works. He got a 9-to-5, but then after that, he grinds on this business until he decides to go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? So, man, we're going to ask him some things. He got a family. I hear him in the background. So we're going to chop it up, talk it up with him, man, and see what's good with the Adonai Signature brand of clothing, man. And that's really what's up. We also got a topic. Shout out to our Facebook and Twitter followers. They came up with the topic as usual. And what we're going to talk about today is burning desires. What is your burning desires? You know what I'm saying? The question that they ask is, what makes your heart burn the most? What is it that you, what really fuels you? What does your drive come from? And that's what we're going to get into. We're going to ask the homie DL his take on that and everything like that, man. But that's really what's good with us. You know that we got to keep things pumping. We got to keep things flowing smoothly. Check it out. What I done, I got all new music on this show. So none of this music that you're going to hear, you've never heard on the Yada Da King radio show. So we're going to get it in. We're going to play those songs. It might be some new favorites. You know what I'm saying? We don't know, but you might have to tell me that. So yeah, that's really what's good. For all those that don't know, once again, I'm Don Christian. If you want to send your music, send it to YadaDaKing.com. You can go to the website YadaDaKing.com and send it. But if you want to send it straight to us, just go to music@YadaDaKing.com. Also, man, I need some drops. All you artists, people, everybody we've been interviewing, I need some drops. Let me know what's good. We want to play you on our show. So let's get it in here on Yada Da King Radio. This first song we're gonna run to is We Free by Picasso featuring Revelation. Let's go.
Party over here, hey, party over here, party over here, hey, party over here,
party over here,
party over here,
party over here,
hey, party over here.
Come party, party with me, I'ma show you how we be, when you live the G-O-D.
We free, we free.
Come party, party with me, I'ma show you how we be, when you live the G-O-D.
Picasso, signing on, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm free as a bird, flying high as a kite. Cause I am in Christ, yes, I give him life. When I rhyme on the mic, not diamonds and ice. Cause that won't fulfill what you need in your life. I'm free like Mike Vick. Hey yo, I'm free like I just wanna shop and spree, copping all the nice gifts. And I don't care what nobody say, when you living for Jesus Christ, every day is a holiday. I thank God for a lot of grace, cause I was trapped in my sin, but through him your boy got away. It's a lot that I gotta say before I leave this earth and I finally see the Father's face, and that's in paradise. And they ain't talking about what Islam teaches, I'm talking about being up there with Christ in the heavenlies. Man, I'm free like the paparazzi sneaking a picture of a celebrity.
Come party, party with me, I'ma show you how we be, when you live the G-O-D.
We free, we free.
Come party, party with me, I'ma show you how we be, when you live the G-O-D.
We free,
yeah. Yo, I'm free like a bootleg CD. I'm free like them shades when you watch a movie in 3D. Get the picture, my flow gon' convict ya. Picture with more power than the F5 Twister. I used to rap like Lil Wayne and Jigga, but now I spit for Jesus in the flow most sicker. You do it big, but my God do it bigger. Me get drunk in the spirit, no need for malt liquor. Or Chris O'Henny, nah, he selling out for a penny, nah. Real talk, just give me God. I go anywhere you send me, Lord. For Christ, I ball hard till I fade like the penny dog. But that will never happen, cause even after I'm done rapping, I'm still a minister with a real passion. Free as I wanna be, I'm flying high with the most high, so you know the devil always under me.
Come party, party with me, I'ma show you how we be. When you live the G-O-D,
we free, we free.
Come party, party with me, I'ma show you how we be. When you live the G-O-D,
we free.
Hey, 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 we free over here, y'all. Hey, we free over here, y'all. We free over here, y'all. Come taste the sea, come taste the sea. We free, come taste the sea. Yeah, you ain't never felt no freedom like this before. You ain't never felt no freedom like this before. Only freedom like this is found in the Lord.
Come party,
party with me. I'ma show you how we be.
G-O-D.
Oh, we free, we free. Come party, party with me. I'ma show you how we be. We live the G-O-D. We free, yeah, we free.
Yo, yo, this is Only One Way, and right now you're listening to Don Christian on YadaTheKing.com. Yo, only one way. Yeah, you see, I'm ready for whatever, ever. Jesus guides where I walk, so Jesus on my feet and Jesus in my heart. So here when I speak, we make the ground say. Everywhere we go, and you know we ain't scared, cause you already know
that we ready for whatever. Ready for whatever, said we ready for whatever. Yeah, we ready, we ready. I said we ready for whatever. Ready for whatever, said we ready for whatever. Yeah, we ready, we ready. You see, I'm ready for whatever. God is clever, I will say. Demons never could ever, ever, ever come my way. Bind them up when I pray. Cast them out by faith. He make me Ella, 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 Vae. Hey man, I'm silly man, but really though I'm illy man. A million demons tried to kill me, God help me then. Hey, so God make me better, so when problems come my way, you know I'm ready for whatever. You see, I'm ready for whatever, ever. Hey, with that Bible on my side, you know we never play. With that Bible on my side, demons gon' run and hide. And you know I stay stronger, cause Jesus gon' provide. And the beat is so hot like brimstone and firemen. And demons, he eat them up like Flintstone vitamins. And I am in God's presence, smarter than the college kid. Acknowledge it, I'm ready for whatever, godly proud of
Jesus. God's where I walk, so Jesus on my feet and Jesus in my heart, so when I speak, we make the ground say. Everywhere we go, and you know we ain't scared, cause you already know
that we ready for whatever. Ready for whatever, said we ready for whatever. Yeah, we ready, we ready. I said we ready for whatever. Ready for whatever, said we ready for whatever. Yeah, we ready, we ready.
Now demons, no matter what you do, never catch me off guard, cause I'm ready for whatever that may come up out your crew, yes. And if you're looking at your boy, then I know that you can tell, like, and see for yourself I'm blessed, yes, yes, yes. Everybody wanna be the one to get the blessing, but nobody wanna be the one that's on the seat. So I'm about to be the one to go ahead and say, show you what you need. Some say that I rap too fast.
No, I don't.
I even heard somebody say you took your time, you spent that cash.
No, 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 I won't.
No, no, never. They just mad cause my flow way better. The blessings that you ready, so I'm grabbing my umbrella. I'm ready whenever, whatever. Whoever wanna praise, I'm a present forever. Let's praise them together, however you know my
praise the Lord. It no matter where I'm at, just know that I'm gonna thank him for all and everything that he has done for me.
I was blind, but now I see. From the crucifixion to the resurrection, by the blood, that's what has set me free.
Got the helmet of salvation, so that there is none better. Breastplate of righteousness, I'm ready for whatever. I'm ready for whatever. My God reigns forever. And if you don't believe me, this is what I tell him.
Jesus, that's where I walk, so Jesus on my feet and Jesus in my heart. So here when I speak, we make the ground say, everywhere we go, and you know we ain't scared, cause you already know
that we ready for whatever. Ready for whatever, said we ready for whatever. Yeah, we ready, we ready. I said we ready for whatever. Ready for whatever, said we ready for whatever. Yeah, we ready,
let's
we ready.
Now lift his name up. Hey, lift his name up. Hey, lift his name up. Hey, if you ready, you ready. Now lift his name up. Hey, lift his name up. Now lift his name up. Now if you ready, you ready. Now is you ready for whatever?
Yeah, I'm ready for whatever,
hey,
man.
Is you ready for?
You know I'm ready for whatever.
Now if you ready for whatever, wave your hands sad and sad. Now if you ready for whatever, put your hands up high.
Jesus, that's where I walk, so Jesus on my feet and Jesus in my heart. So here when I speak, we make the ground say, everywhere we go, and you know we ain't scared, cause you already know
that we ready for whatever. Ready for whatever, said we ready for whatever. Yeah, we ready, we ready. I said we ready for whatever. Ready for whatever, said we ready for whatever. Yeah, we ready, we ready.
Are you ready for your breakthrough? Stain must not be on. I said, are you ready for your breakthrough? Let's get it.
Kingdom City Records present Dre Senior, The Maturation, available at DreSeniorMusic.com.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman.
Everybody, you think of dropping November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com
and iTunes.
Caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making an effort.
Featuring Tadashi, Pro, R. Swift,
One Life
Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83.
Dre Senior,
November 9th.
Maturation.
Trials in life, hard times, and confusion, they last only a season.
The favor of God, though, is a lifetime.
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com
has a daily devotional.
Joy comes as you awaken and seek God.
Visit today, giving God just seconds of your morning,
so he can open up hours of your day.
Also available is our 31-day devotional.
Sowing to a ministry that sows into your life.
Visit
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com and hear from God today.
Yo, that song was We Ready For Whatever by Only One Way. And yes, I'm ready for my breakthrough. You know how we do it. But we got the homie DL with us, man. We're going to ask him about his testimony. DL, man, first of all, we just want to know how God grabbed your life. What did he do? Were you just living your own life? You know what I'm saying? And he snatched you up from somewhere. Just tell the people a little bit about your testimony.
Yeah, my testimony is, you know, waking up day to day and just being able to grind on something that I love doing. And, you know, just having a team of people that's willing to, you know, share my, you know, my dream without asking for too much. You know, it's like, it just, they felt like, you know, I love what you're doing and I want to be a part of it. And, you know, I'm thankful for that, you know, thankful to be able to, you know, put something out there that was just off the top of my dome and people loving it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's deep, you know, it goes even deeper than that, but it's just, I don't know, it's a big blessing, like I said, to be able to do something like what I'm doing, and, you know, it's just the smiles, you know.
Yeah.
If somebody see my website and see my brand, they love it. So, you know, that's my testimony.
Man, that's what's up. So did you grow up in the church? You know, what made you even wanted to do the Christian brand,
mm-hmm.
or the type of clothing line that you do?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, I did. I grew up in the church, and I think that was the best thing that could ever happen to me.
Yeah.
You know, my father basically brought me to Memphis, and, you know, I was raised by my father, so I think that was a real good thing for me to be around my family and, you know, pretty much go to church every day. They did everything for me. So, while he worked, you know, and me not living with my moms, you know, yeah, I did. And as far as just fashion in general, that came later on, you know. That came, you know, in my 20s, you know, working with a group of cats that just had a vision. And we basically just said, okay, well, let's come up with something that was higher than all. And everybody kind of, you know, took time out to try to think about what we wanted to create.
Yeah.
And we came up with Adonai.
Man, that's tight. So Adonai, for those that don't know, why did you come up with the name Adonai? Now you, what does Adonai mean for those that may not know? I mean, I know what it means, but
Adonai.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I know you know. Adonai is another name for God, Lord, Master. And like it's Hebrew translation, you know, Hebrew Adonai. A lot of people ask, am I Jewish? I'm like, no, I'm not Jewish. You know, just black man out here trying to, you know, create some hot clothes and, you know, put the Lord first.
Yeah.
Man, we came up with Adonai.
Tight, man. So let me ask you this, man, as far as just... I just want you to share some memories that you had while you were growing up at church, man. Mm-hmm. We want to kind of get a little bit, but not just about the company, but about the owner of the company. What were some memories that you remember of growing up while in church?
Well, I remember wearing relative t-shirts and dress pants and
yeah.
You know, things of that nature, and I'm like, man, I can't be doing this, you know, and as time progressed, it just, you know, I seen the way different people dress, you know, and, you know, my grandmother used to send me clothes, and I remember the, you know, the polo shirts and the jackets, and so, yeah, the gear got better, you know, it got better as I got older, because, you know, I'm young, I didn't know, but I remember this, as, like I said, as I got older and it got better, I noticed, you know, I'm going to say probably about 12, 13, I saw fashion, you know, just like, you know, pretty much when hip-hop really, really got hot, you say Run DMC, LL Cool J, you know, on the hip-hop side of things, as far as everybody, you know, wearing the same things, and instead of us running out, you know, we couldn't afford what we saw, you know, the celebrities wearing at the time, so, you know, we improvised, we drew on our own clothes, and we made different little slogans, and you know, cut up everything, you know, back in the breakdancing days. So, you know, and then, you know, going to church, you know, I noticed every time, you know, I would go to church, it was always, I saw the dress shirts, the ties, you know, the slacks. It was, nobody ever really was comfortable in church, you know. And I'm just talking about the way they dressed. This was something we wore all the time. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to wear this. And to this day, I still see a lot of kids still, you know, those that do go to church, they were doing the same thing. Until I started going to a non-denominational church to where you can wear what you wanted to wear.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I felt like it was the perfect time for Adonai signature clothing, you know, because I remember that time I didn't want to wear certain things to church.
Yeah.
You know, especially when it came down to the dress clothes and, you know, per se, the shirts and things like that and the church shoes with the hard bottom. I hated them, man. You know, I was kicking my shoes off in church.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I wanted to do something different when I got older, and now I'm in that position to do it, and I still remember those times.
Man, perfect, you know, so. Perfect, man. Look, check it out. We're going to go to this next cut on the radio show by Level 316 called Tell 'Em, and we're going to tell 'em about Christ. You dig? Let's get it in on Yada.King Radio.
A lot of times I find myself battling with a lot of things internally, you know what I'm saying? Going back and forth with my decisions in life, you know what I'm saying? Yo, hear me out, let's go.
Let them know the deal.
Let them know, Chris.
Tell them how it feels, Chris.
Yeah.
Let them know the cost of follow Christ, demand some realness.
Real.
Tell them about the price he pays. Tell them about the license.
Yeah.
Lying on that rugged cross from Calvary for heaven's sake. Tell them about his gentleness. Tell them about his patience.
Chris.
Tell them about his everlasting love that conquers hatred.
Let's know, Chris.
Tell them about his faithfulness.
Let's go.
Tell them about his greatness. Go ahead, Chris. Tell them, Chris, man. Don't keep them waiting.
Don't keep them waiting.
Hey, yo, oftentimes I find myself battling myself. Trying to walk the straight and narrow, reach.
reaching out to God for help.
Me, Lord.
Hit the flesh with the word, trying to magnify the spirit.
Hear
my spirit talking to me, but my flesh ain't trying to hear it, Chris. Go and share the gospel with his people, man, they need you,
Chris.
Share the love of God with them and pray that they receive.
Come on,
man, I can't. What you mean you can't? The Lord is with you, bro.
With you.
Yeah, I know, but lately I've been struggling with my physical.
I hear you.
How I'm supposed to go and tell the world about the Christ,
Christ.
When I'm struggling with sin myself and I ain't even right. Yeah, that's true, but remember Christ paid the price for sin,
that's
right?
True.
Yeah, but every time I'm doing good, I sin again.
Man.
And I ask him for forgiveness, but I'm tired of being sorry, Joe. Heaven knows I try my best to stay up on that honest road. Man, I feel your pain, Chris. All up in your pain, Chris. Yesterday you reppin' Christ, today you ain't the same, Chris. Let him know the deal, Chris. Tell him how it feels, Chris. Let him know the cost of all the price, demand some friendliness. Tell him about the price to pay. Tell him about the life to save. Dying on that rugged cross on Calvary, for heaven's sake. Tell him about his gentleness. Tell him about his patience. Tell him about his everlasting love that conquers hatred. Tell him about his faithfulness. Tell him about his grace. Go ahead, Chris. Tell him, Chris. Man, don't keep him waiting. Don't keep him waiting.
Man, Lord, I've been dealing with so much in my life lately, Lord God. It's been so hard to hear your voice, Lord. I just need an answer from you, God. Please help me, Lord God.
Open up that First John 1:9. You'll find if we confess our sins, we'll get that dual shine. Purifying us from all unrighteousness around us. We was lost in darkness, flipped the switch and then he found us. Kicking in our blood, we was missing in the flood.
Then
he sent them life rafts, now we dripping in his love.
Love.
Like a deuce, we got peace,
peace
with the truth in the street.
Street.
Go and share that good news with those beautiful feet that he talks about in Romans 10.
10.
Cause how they gon' believe it if we ain't out here preaching and bringing people in.
Go get them.
Faith comes from hearing the message.
That's right.
And the message is heard through the word, which is Christ, often neglected. Let them know the deal, Chris.
Tell
them how it feels, Chris. Let them know the cost of all the price. The man's a friend.
It's real.
Tell them about the price he paid. Tell them about the life he saved. Dying on that rugged cross on Calvary for heaven's sake. Tell them about his gentleness. Tell them about his patience. Tell them about his everlasting love and condescension. Tell them about his faithfulness.
He's waiting on you, Chris.
Tell them about his greatness. Go
let
ahead,
him know, Chris.
Tell them, Chris, man, don't keep them waiting. Don't keep them waiting.
Hustler, breadwinner, too much Pacino, heart, the dead of winter. No
casino, Nino to get the chips up. OG Eagle, but stay low on that good luck. I was hood stuck, corner pushing that cook up. Noited and feeling shook up, but now I'm off in that good book. I was lost with no direction, and I looked up. Now I'm just this big kid, check my pull up. I owe him everything, even that which he gave me. Even though I was crazy, Jesus showed up and saved me. And now I got reason to keep breathing. Something to brag about anytime that I'm speaking. The answer to everything I was needing. No rule but tussin', but I be leaning. Made me whole, I finally feel completed. I am home and my address is Jesus.
That song right there was from the homie Caleb Starr. The song is called Worship. And man, we worship, man. And speaking of worship, man, we got a brother that's worshiping God with the gift that he has, the talents, and you know what I'm saying, the wisdom, really. We got the homie DL from Adonai Signature Clothing. The website, once again, is AdonaiBrand.com. Go check that out. Hey, DL, man, this is what I want to ask you, bro.
Okay.
With the clothing line, you know, first of all, for those that are thinking about jumping into the clothing line industry, what are some things that you say that, you know, mm-hmm. saying, this is what you need to know? Give them at least three things that they need to know about the clothing industry.
Well, for one, you need to know the industry. You know, you need to know why, you know, you're doing things a season off or season ahead. You know, a lot of people don't know. A lot of them just come out and say, oh, I got a clothing line. And when you see it, it's like, okay, and your concept is, you know. Yeah. A lot of people do, you know, they have, you know, T-shirt designs and, you know, they either do your research. You know, if you're going to put a clothing line out there, do your research yeah. on whatever it is. Research and manufacture. Know your craft. And come with some original material, you know. I do so much research. Sometimes I end up researching the same research. You know, and when somebody on my team research something, it makes me feel good because we both ran into the same research, you know?
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm not going to say I know it all because I don't. And it's so much that I'm learning, even with being in the position that I am. I still, you know, look at some of the designers that are out. Even some of the designers that have been out for years. A lot of people don't know that Gucci been out since 1930-something or, you know, they don't. A lot of them don't know it. Wow. A lot of brands hadn't just popped up, you know, 1958, so-and-so came out. They don't know. They just, you know, look how long Levi's been around.
Yeah.
You know, the makers of Levi's been around forever. But a lot of people don't know that. You got to basically search up your quality on what you're trying to put out there. If you want to put out denim, search for the best denim.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked to people that were starting to close the line and don't know where the best denim come from. They just, you know, it's something they put together or they just went to a local shop and bought denim and, you know, put some things together. That's not fashion.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, I don't know. Do your research, basically.
Yeah. I mean, it takes a lot of time to get stuff started. And this is what I want to ask you too,
yeah.
Man. When you're doing a clothing line, and you're running a clothing line, are you going to make money immediately, you know what I'm saying, if you're going to do this or what? Let the people know what happens.
I've been working on my clothing line since 2000. And the only thing I can say that I've made is just, you know, if I've sold some T-shirts on the blog and got a couple of dollars from that, you know, that's what I've made. You put more money into it, you're not going to make it, you know, right then. And especially if your stuff is not hot and you're not getting the product on the right people, therefore you have another setback.
Yeah.
You know, it could be another. If you feel like you've been grinding on your line for 5-6 years, if you don't have good quality and you're not putting it in the right hands of, you know, people that can actually be seen in your brand or doing what I'm doing right now,
yeah,
it's going to be another 5 years.
Right.
You know, some people give up. Don't ever give up, though. Don't give up, because I've had a lot of people tell me, man, it's not going to make it. I've had people that actually work with me on the clothing line, you know, cats that started with me. And at the end of the day, I'm the only one that's still working on it.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm focused. You know, I'm not doing it for the money. You know, it's a little bit about the money. It is secure my future and my daughter's future. But it's about me putting something out there and looking back and saying, wow, I did that, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah. I believe that's a real good feeling.
Right. So let me ask you this about your brand. We got Adonai Signature Clothing. Now, you guys go by Adonai Brand or Adonai Signature Clothing?
Well, the company is Adonai Brand.
Okay.
Adonai Signature Clothing is one of the collections.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, it's basically going to be, you know, like, we have other collections within the Adonai brand.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do. We're branding. We're going to come out with fragrance. You know, that's from Adonai brand. You know, we're coming out with a home collection. You know, that's from the brand. That's basically why. And, of course, searching for the website, Adonai Brand just made it, you know, it just sounds better for what we're trying to do. We're not trying to be just a fashion company. We want to, you know, start a youth foundation.
Wow.
You know, I have designs, different designs for my youth foundation. Skateboard collection, you know, we have different logos for that, different looks. So I'm not doing just what people see on the website. It's so much more. We have 20 different styles of jeans, and
wow,
I've yet to see what, you know, we've created. I have 6 different styles from my lady from Urban Elegance, which is my ladies collection.
Yeah.
You know, we come out with you know, a number of things.
Man,
footwear.
So you're giving me a question. I got a big question now. Who are you trying to target with your clothing line? Now, you said, I heard you say something about skateboarders. I heard you say something about, you know, saying other people and everything. Mm-hmm. Who is it that you're really mm-hmm. trying to hit with this?
Everybody. Adonai, God, is everybody, you know. He didn't just say, well, I'm just going to do what I want to do for this nationality or that nationality. It's for everybody. And with that being said, if there's somebody that's 80 years old, we're going to create something that's for 80-year-old, you know. We have those different brackets for us from 5 to 55. So, you know, it's no one target. Yes, you know, I want to say, okay, when we start out, what do you want to do? At the end of the day, it was about the youth. It was targeted towards you know, I want to start a kids line, young adults, because a lot of them go to church and don't want to wear dress clothes, back to what I said before, quote unquote, like I said, the church shoes and the dress slacks and things like that. They don't want to go to church because they don't want to wear that. And so if they decide to go with jeans and t-shirts, they get scrutinized for what they're wearing.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, my thing is come out with a line that represents more than, you know, your name or repping your block, you know, or some of the stuff that we see now. You know, so that was my whole purpose for Adonai and for me starting it and targeting the youth, because I was that youngster before who didn't want to go because of that. And they looking at us crazy about, you know, that ain't, God said come as you are.
Yeah. Nah, that's what's
so
up.
So we're gonna come comfortable.
That's what's up. We
and
got
still
keep going.
And we're gonna come comfortable and still repping his name.
Man, that's what's up, man. So it don't matter what kind of gear you rocking, Adonai clothing, they got you. Adonai brand, they got a whole bunch of different types of clothing for you, man. So I want y'all to once again to go check it out. AdonaiBrand.com. Check out the homie and their clothing line. The homie DL is going in, schooling y'all. For all y'all that are saying, hey, I want to start a clothing line, I want to try to do some things, I want to move in this area, man, study what you're trying to do, man. That's what he said. Take notes, man. That's what I'm doing right now. Is that cool, DL, if I take notes?
No, man, you can't be taking notes, man. You come join the team.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Look, check it out. We going to this song right now on the Yada Da King Radio from Hollywood Holly, who keeps on sending me new music. This song is called Take Me Home. Like I said, this is all new music today on Yada Da King Radio. Let's get it in. Chill out with your boy. You dig?
Like nothing's going right. Yeah. Wow. Got everything you need, but still not satisfied. Man. Wow. Well, there gotta be more to life than this. It gotta be more. Fast life to fortune and fame. Everywhere you go, they know your name. Cause I can't live like this no more. Cause I was born to be so much more. So now my eyes are open. Now I see where I'm going. If I could just grow wings and fly. Quite some time, yeah. But in my searching, ain't found nothing genuine. Yeah. Only happy when things go on my way, and when they're not, I'm in disarray. My mom told me to try this man, so big enough he holds the world in his hands. Cause I can't live like this no more. Cause I was born to be so much more. See where I'm going. If I could just grow wings and fly.
I sow. Hey, hey, hey. See, all my life I was lost. No one told me he would die on the cross from a punishment. Split the tree, wood, someone deserving. I'm yearning for the son that he could have never chosen. Come up off the throne for those he withstood. I'm a father, the promise of the Bible. I will live obedient to the statutes and not the idol. Won't sit upon a couch watching American Idol. Surely won't feed my flesh knowing it's my rival. I've been in it, been learning, still in it, still learning. I won't sit back and watch the world turning. I see the broken, I feel them still hurting. If God don't do something, them streets gon' keep burning. Wish I could tell you the joy that I felt up in his presence. Not for presents on the floors that I've knelt. Now it's prostrate before him, I'm crying for help. I'm not gon' sit up in your face and glorify myself. Get him up high, lift him up high, get him up high. He alone is worthy, he alone is so high. Get him up, lift him up. He alone is worthy, he alone is so. Lift him up, get him up. He alone is worthy, you alone are so. So high, you are so high. Hey, hey, get him up high. Lift him up high, get him up high. He alone is worthy, he alone is so. Get him up, lift him up. So, hey, hey, hey. See, all my life I was wrong. I ain't care about God. Thought I could do it on my own. Chase money and ride. Bro, it ain't occurred to me I was part of this pie. People that society shaped and molded and tried to mock. Divide with the enemy came to me when he promised me them beats. Never could have figured that he didn't have the power to promise me streets. Nor did he have the keys to the kingdom. Couldn't promise me peace. No love, joy, rest, feast for the kids. So I left feeling so empty. Nothing in that life anymore looked tempting. Walking down the street with my Bible and my 50. Now I'm fitted, Detroit on my head, looking lefty. Kid missing, alert. Yeah, I'm yelling, Amber. If you left everything behind, come on this show, anthem. If you said Jehovah, let it be known by your answer. He deserves worship, everybody get your hands up. Get him up high, lift him up high. Get him up high, he alone is worthy. He alone is so high. Get him up, lift him up. He alone is worthy, he alone is so high. Lift him up, get him up.
Yo, what's up? What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
We define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SSSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you SSSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. At the South.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Ripping the West Coast. With the fattest gospel hip hop. Latest news.
Videos.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Gino.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online.
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
West Coast.
Like I said, man, I got a lot of new music, man. That's the homie David Michael. He's from Detroit. The song is called Get Him Up High. I had to throw that in, man. Thank you. He was actually watching the show and was like, man, I need to send some more music. I said, send it, baby. And you know how we do it. We play what you send. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to pay us to play it. It just got to be fresh music. And speaking of fresh, I always love doing that. You know, I always got to say, you know, we doing something fresh on Yada Da King Radio. We got the homie DL from Adonai Signature Clothing. And we're going to hop into the topic. Is that cool with you, bro?
Cool. Okay, I'm here.
All right, man. Today's topic was sparked by my sister, Laura Jean. She's actually from Seattle. And what she said was the topic is called Burning Desires. And she says, we have such desires for things, but what makes our heart burn the most? And not food heartburn, you know what I'm saying? Not that kind of heartburn, you know what I'm saying? But what keeps it lit? How much of our walk and thoughts are really for Christ? And how does the fire spread? And what causes it to burn out? You know what I'm saying? And I just want to ask you, what are some burning desires that you have, even besides the clothing? Because I know that's what you really desire, too.
Well, I mean, yeah, it is the clothing, but my desire, man, is just to do what I see other celebrities do for other people. You know, the ones that you do. Sometimes I could be watching television, man, and just see, you know, somebody on a talk show and they tell their testimony.
Yeah.
And, you know, it warms my heart to hear how they got where they are or what they were able to, you know, reach back and do for somebody else in need.
Yeah.
I want to be that dude. You know, I want to be not only be that dude to be on the show. I want to be that dude to say, I gave this family this, or I gave $10 million to a school for this or for that, you know?
Yeah.
And I just, that's my burning desire, just to be able to give to somebody else.
Yes.
You know, that's my burning desire. You know, it gives me cold chills just talking about it, and yeah. I'm standing outside, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, when you say that, you're looking at these kind of things, and you say, hey, I want to be a giver. The word of God says it's more blessed to give than to receive. One thing that my pastor said that I'm just going to, my former pastor, Pastor Nate Mullen, we still have great ties, no beef in between that, you know what I'm saying? But he said that the things that we desire to do when we have all this money and all these things, we should even do now. You know, so I'm going to ask you, has there been times where you've given to somebody, even now, even though you might not have the $10 million, you know?
Mm-hmm. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I do it all the time. And a lot of times, you don't know if that's the Lord walking up to you, asking you for a dollar at the, you know, freeway or
pop. Yeah.
Somebody that, you know, you don't know. I mean, I remember one time, you know, I was going out to eat and this old man was walking in the restaurant and he fell.
Mm.
And fell and like hit his head, and his wife couldn't help him up.
Wow.
You know, I went and I helped this man up. You know, Caucasian man. But a lot of times, and I say Caucasian because they look at us like, a lot of people feel that they look at us like, why are you helping me? Who are you? Get away from me?
Yeah.
You know, it's 2010. I don't see color. You know.
Yeah.
It's time to do something different. So I mean, any chance I can, you know, give back in any kind of way, I do it. Whether it's, you know, like you said, giving somebody money or helping somebody, I do it. I've had people lock their keys in their cars, and after I got their keys out for them, they tried to pay me, and I'm like, nah, that's okay. You know, you got your keys. That was enough for me, and you were able to get home to your family or get to work, whatever the case may be.
Right.
You know, so that's my way of, you know, my way of always giving, whether, you know, if I see somebody in need, and I got it. They're good.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, man. You kind of alluded to some things that may keep, you know what I'm saying? We know what keeps this fire going, but sometimes what will make the fire that you have to give to somebody burn out? Or what are some things that can...
Go ahead. Basically, you know, doing stuff and it not getting reciprocated, you know?
Right.
You know, it's like, how many times do I have to constantly give before I receive, you know. Mm-hmm. That a lot of people look at it like that, and I'm not going to pretend that I don't. A lot of times I get frustrated, you know, with when am I going to receive, you know?
Yeah.
I give and give and give, but when am I going to get it? And a lot of times that's what makes, you know, that fire burn out. But at the end of the day, you got to keep moving. You know, as long as I have, you know, breath in my body, I got to keep doing it.
Yeah. No, and that's something.
A lot of times, yeah, sorry about that. A lot of times we want to do things for other people and don't know the direction because, you know, well, how do I get to this position to do for someone, whether it's in the church, whether it's in, you know, in your schools, or whether it's in your community. A lot of times you can do stuff in your community and you're the only one doing it.
Yeah.
And nobody else even acknowledge it or see it. That can burn that flame out. So, I mean, that's it.
Now, and there's somebody in the chat room. Once again, all those that are watching or hearing us right now, you can also watch us on live stream. You know what I'm saying? If you go to yada.king.com and click on the live radio, you can actually chat with us while we're doing the interview, chopping it up. And one of the people said, you know what I'm saying, as far as some things that put the fire out, they said the same kind of thing you said, no appreciation. For example, yeah. If I help somebody, if I sacrifice to go help somebody else, and they may have an attitude or they might not even, you know, say thank you. You know, sometimes yeah. that will make you be a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, weary before you go and do something for somebody else. Cause you're like, man, the last person yeah. that I tried to help out, they were tripping, you know, like, and sometimes how can we get past that? As you said, we keep it pushing. How can we keep it pushing even though we've seen some instances like that?
Man, all I can say is just, you know, keep God first.
Come on.
And, you know, do what you do. He see what you're doing. And he see what they're doing. So, you know, I mean, that's just it. I know it's so hard. But if you say you're a Christian and you're walking in the faith, and I'm not, you know, trying to promote any religion or push religion off on anyone with my brand.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's faith-based, but at the end of the day, you know, I have to go outside the box,
right.
You know, to get people attention. I have to go up in the clubs where the music is rocking, where it's something I don't even want to hear to get their attention. You know, that's my way of giving back, because at the end of the day, they listen to one genre of music and I'm over here listening to another, and I'm promoting my Christian line over here. What about them? They will never get that message.
Right.
They will never know, oh, it's a Christian clothing line and it's hot.
Yeah.
It's faith-based. They will never know, you know. That may, you know, you may change somebody's perception on fashion or just make somebody day just by posting a quote or something on Facebook or Twitter, and I get that all the time. Thank you. I feel like that was directed to me. You know, that makes me feel good. But like I said, if people don't appreciate what you do, it's hard for you to keep it moving. But like I said, that's where your faith comes in.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people, you take your kindness for weakness.
That's right.
You know, but it is what it is. You have to keep your faith and keep it moving.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at it, even Jesus said in the Word of God says that you need to work onto everything that you work onto, do it as you're doing it unto God. Do it with excellence
exactly.
as you're doing it to God. You know, and when you exactly. do that, no matter what other people's perception of you, let's say you're working for somebody and your boss is tripping, but you as a Christian, mm-hmm. you're supposed to work unto your boss like you're working unto God. Why? Because
exactly.
that will minister to your boss. Even though you ain't...
You know what?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
It's funny that you say that, because I can say it. My boss is my best friend. But sometimes, you know, he may say certain things. Like, he could be talking about something. He may curse. And I look at him and be like, man, quit cussing. He's like, oh, my fault. You know? And we'll laugh about it. But like you said, you know, that's how you have to do things. You have to be a lead by example, but also stay humble at the same time.
That's right. Because that's what Jesus had to do, man. And I think that's something that we have to remember. Everything that we do, do it unto God. If you want favor, if you want things to go well for you, don't do good things just to people that are that look good or people that you might think is, oh man, if I get it in with this person, you know, mm-hmm. then my business might take off, or you know, things like yeah. that. Your burning desire is to treat, it should be to treat everybody like Christ treated everybody. You know, sometimes exactly, even yeah. Jesus flipped it. And he said, hey, man, even the ones that you think are the little ones, the ones that you don't appreciate the most, give to them. Speak to them. Chop it up with the kids that may not give you a check. But those are the people that really God is saying, hey, this is what these are important to me, man. And that's really what's good.
Those are the ones that's going to carry you, you know. And just like, you know, like I said, you being a man up front in the battlefield, you know, you got to get your soldiers. If you don't have no soldiers, how you going to fight?
Yeah.
You know, take care of your soldiers. And you know, and that's what I'm trying to do with my brand, you know, build my team, take care of my soldiers, my troops. And when we get to the top, like I said, I'm going to remember that. I'm definitely going to remember it, you know. Like I said, I'm having fun doing it and trying to lead by example, you know, because if we, like I tell some of the people on the team, you never know who's watching you.
Yeah.
You know, I had people that had come to me and said, man, I've been watching you since day one. And it don't matter if they big, you know, financially or small.
Yeah.
They're still watching you and they could still be a blessing to you. You never know. So, like I said, you always do things decent and in order. And like I said, I'm not trying to push a religion off on anyone with my brand. It's just, you know, like I said, I have to go outside the box and do something different and hopefully get the attention that, you know, you can have a cool Christian clothing line and, you know, it don't have to have praying hands and crosses all over it.
Right.
For people, you know, for you to get people's attention. You know, I'm baiting them in. If you look at it, you wouldn't know the Christian clothing line.
Right.
Man, but if you understand the history and you're curious on what the word says on the logo, then you'll know. And then hopefully you may like it even more.
Yeah. Nah, and that's the thing. With the name of your brand, unless somebody, you know, grew up in church or they studied scripture and all those kind of things, they won't even know what your brand's name meant.
Exactly. You know? And, exactly.
I think that's good, man. We have to have, see, that's a good thing about, you know, what we have. We have to have some people that are bold and in their face with the message of Christ. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that you're not bold, but then there's other things that you have to have to draw people in. And not slap them slap it in their face. You know what I'm saying? So that's always a good thing. Shout out to the homie Niles in the live stream. He gave me the scripture for what I was talking about. That was 1 Corinthians 15:58. He said, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And with that being said, when we work
like that,
We give it unto God. We give our full unto God. Now, even if we get appreciation and even if we don't get appreciation, you know, and that should be our burning desire should be to please God. As the homie DL says, he wants to give and that pleases God. Man, we need more people to be givers. I mean, like I'm still learning that to this day. Hey, man, sometimes you just got to give things away. Sometimes you got to give of your time. And not be selfish, you know. You got any other things you want to say about that?
I mean, I agree with you, you know. It's just, I don't look for my reward from any man walking on the earth with me. I get my reward from upstairs at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm looking for. Like I said, I love to see people smile and say, man, I like that, my brother. Keep it going, you know. I like what you're doing. That feels good, you know, verbally coming from someone, you know, or somebody emailing me because they've been to the site and saying they love it, they can't wait to buy it. That feels good, but just that reward, you know.
Yeah.
That's that reward I'm looking for is from, you know, my Lord and Savior. So, you know, at the end of the day, I can say I'm here for a short time, and while I'm here, I want to put some, you know, hot clothes on some people. and keep it moving.
Man, that's awesome, man. We got the homie DL from Chicago, man. And, man, look, this is what I'm going to do, man. I know our time is running short. I just want you to plug your website, you know, so you can get some new people to go support and pick up some clothing, man, and new and hopefully some new fans.
All right, that'll work. Yep, so all the fans out there and all the people, www.adonaibrand.com. That's ADONAIBrand.com. Tell everybody, tell your mom, tell your pop, tell your pastor. Go to your local retailer, talk to the manager, talk to the buyer. Tell them to go check out the website.
Yeah. So that's what's up, man. Hey, we see people in the live stream with us. Like I said, y'all can watch us. And they're like, you got some new fans right here, right now, man. And that's really what's up, man. You got any last words that you want to share with us, man?
I just like to say, you know, I appreciate you having me on. You know, I just, you know, want to give it up to, like I say, everybody that's on the team. You know, great job. You know, and everybody out there that's listening in, you know, like I said, we're going to do it. We're going to put good product on the street for people to enjoy. You know, like I said, check out the website and keep God first.
Man, that's awesome, man. Hey, thanks for your time, bro. And I appreciate you
thank
as
you,
well
man.
Getting on with us, man.
All right, stay in touch.
You too, bro. God bless. Man, it's awesome. Just to get it in with some of these cats, man, that are doing work for God. And there's so many different ways that you can do work for God, y'all. I just want to let you guys know, you don't have to be artists. You don't have to be, you know what I'm saying, producers. I mean, there's something that God has given you. And that gift that he's given you, he wants you to share it and give it back to the glory of God, man. That's what I'm preaching about, actually, at my church right now. We are chilling with... we're chilling and getting it in on identity and knowing who God has called us to be, man. And if you guys want to hear some of that, you can go to my church's website as well, www.newcreationwa.org. You can hear some of the message. You can actually view some messages as well. But check it out, man. We're going to hop into some hot music. You know how we do it. Like I said, it's all fresh today. This is from the homie Commissary, featuring Amin Hudson and The Watchman. Let's get it in.
I know that if I fall, this could be the death of me. But sin is saying it's official like a referee. But I'm walking with Christ, the one who's elected me. Because by his grace and his blood, I've been set free. And I refuse to let sin get the best of me. And I refuse to let sin get the best of me. And I refuse to let sin get the best of me. And I refuse. And I refuse. And I refuse. And I refuse.
Gotta mortify the flesh, man. I done been knocked on the floor, been beaten, thought I was dead. Sin was constantly defeating, was creeping up in my head. Was playing a prostitute, I was sleeping up in the bed. Was a really dark season, my reason it wasn't there. Was treason against my Lord. Believed that I needed more than the all-sufficient Christ who was beaten and crowned with thorns. Confessing sins to my brother, days later doing the same. My life, it was so dark, I was causing so much pain. I know that Christ reigns and he rose from the grave. Spitting Romans 6:6, I'm no longer a slave. And it's only by his grace I set my mind on things above. Pushing out the wicked thoughts with the thought of Jesus' blood and the thought of Jesus' love. He's holy and that's enough to love him more than this lust. Giving it up. So if you living it up, free from sin, washed in his blood, pursuing that purity, then love, homie, come chant with us. Yeah. I know that if I fall, this could be the death of me. But sin is saying it's official like a referee. But I'm walking with Christ, the one who's elected me. And by his grace and his blood, I've been set free. And I refuse to let sin get the best of me. And I refuse to let sin get the best of me. And I refuse to let sin get the best of me. And I refuse, and I refuse, and I refuse, and I refuse.
Hey. Hey, see, I refuse to let sin get the best of me. Every day I die to the flesh of me. Holy Spirit invested me, spiritual weaponry used for the death of me. Cause sin is a disease and it spreads like leprosy. Yeah, can't get some pet in your
defeated, he'll never leave. I seen sin take a grown man, put him on his knees. Make him weed, make him beg, make him plead. Consequences and repercussions, make him bleed. I seen sin make a king be a beggar. Just look at Nebuchadnezzar. I never say never. I refuse to let sin make a fool of me. I know what it can do to me. But his grace is renewing me. Spirit of truth in me, flowing so fluently. So when I do those things, I know that it won't ruin me. Cause God's giving me strength to refuse the foolish things and to focus on the Lord and to live congruently.
I know that if I fall, this could be the death of me. But sin is saying it's official like a referee. But I'm walking with Christ, the one who's elected me. And by his grace and his blood, I've been set free. And I refuse to let sin get the best of me. And I refuse to let sin get the best of me. And I refuse to let sin get the best of me. And I refuse. And I refuse. And I refuse. And I refuse.
I refuse too, bruh. Don't give in, just hold out. Love's all, no doubt. To come up or burn out, but watch me got it as a lookout. You know what I mean? We just some average cats, but I'm so grateful to be in this race with my dude. I mean, we don't stay clean. And how you gonna persevere when you worry about the crease in your starched-up jeans? No issues with dry clean. It's too real. Gotta put more effort than the ceiling chapel of Sistine. This pristine will bring prestige, quite the opposite. The poor man that needs action taken like a doctor. No kitty games like Bop It. I pray you put the full armor of the Lord on and humbly rock it. This topic won't ever get old because we need this. Perseverance don't come from us, it comes from Jesus. Grace and refuse to waste your life, and that's true. Gotta walk by the Spirit, can't be confused like a high school.
I know that if I fall, this could be the death of me. But sin is saying it's official like a referee. But I'm walking with Christ, the one who's elected me. And by his grace and his blood, I've been set free. And I refuse to let sin get the best of me. And I refuse to let sin get the best of me. And I refuse to let sin get the best of me. And I refuse. And I refuse. And I refuse. And I refuse.
Surf like Rambo, shining like a candle. I does it for the land, bro. You know what I stand for. The face in this property, cause say I came to vandal. Jesus take the wheel, look no handle. Man invading like Zim, showing true love that's hating thy sin. Bring his teachings to this kingdom has become my only mission. To all who will listen, call it collision. We walk in the spirit, they won't beat us with black eyes. I flatline my fears, aired up with my allies. Ain't here to make your head swing like giraffe fights. I came to make you lose your life, it's more than some rap lines. Since I've been redeemed, I'm a God fiend. Amp up for you to see him how I see him. Let them know, everywhere I go, Jesus is the truth. If you still don't see the proof, then I'm aiming for
ready
you.
Ready or not, here we come. Not of this world, the invasion. Only God vision, real like Christ. Only one mission, crash my life. Right, kamikaze, kamikaze. Kamikaze, kamikaze.
Beat slapping like a disrespected female. The beat well debate to draw you closer to the details. Death purchased for his sheep, no resale. Choose to be veiled or believe and prevail. And we will, cause we escape from his godly wrath. Here now to invade, bring it straight like an Ali jab. Cause ever since I put my flesh in a body bag, I hit the streets trying to crash back on the tracks in a Johnny Mac. Till she know and he know, then they know, cause we know. Excuse my ego, I can't keep him on the D-Lo. I once was separated from my father, Nemo. Now it's like I never sinned, but we know, he know. Obligated to my kingdom like a mominem. Slave of Christ, crashed my life like a simonim. Kamikaze me wherever you see the harvest. If you still don't believe, you could be the target.
Ready or not, here
come, not of this world, the invasion. Only God vision, real life Christ, only one mission, crash my life, right.
We've been reconciled, so we can reconcile. In light of faith and grace, we've been made reverent now. Now that we're seeing clear, we share with those who don't. We're running from the rock like Indiana Jones. The sick are in need of a clinic. How you healthy if you have the same symptoms? Some say that they've seen the physician, but still not well. Well, blood in the grip. Excuse me for dissing, but I model the Christ. I have only one mission, crash in my life.
Kamikaze, kamikaze, kamikaze.
I know you see the wolves in the sheep suits. Deceivingly seem cool, but not bearing the king's truth. I'm too convinced to be mute. They may call me crazy, but I need to say something.
Ready or not, here we come. Not of this world, the invasion. Only God vision, real like Christ. Only one mission, crash my life. Right, kamikaze, kamikaze. Kamikaze, kamikaze.
Yo, that's CJ Emulous, and the song is called Kamikaze. And you're gonna have to check that song out, because we go hard and we go in. We gonna die to that flesh, but we gonna rise with the best, because Jesus Christ, the best, did raise from the death. You dig? So that's really what's good, man. Hey, man, we had a great interview with the homie DL from Chicago, from the Adonai Signature Clothing or Adonai Brand. Go check them out once again, AdonaiBrand.com. Go pick up a shirt or two. Tell them that Yada.King sent you there. And, man, we're going to still stay on this topic right quick. Burning desires. Burning desires, man. And first of all, before I tell you guys what my burning desires are, we're going to hop into the scripture. All right. And the scripture is in John chapter 4. And I'm going to start at, man, I think I could just read it real fast. Well, I'm going to start at verse 27. And I'm going to just paraphrase. This is when Jesus met the lady at the well. He ministers to her, starts telling her things that, you know, she never told too many people. And, you know, she's like, hey, you know, how did you know that? Because he tells her, pretty much, he said, I'm the Messiah, in verse 25 and 26. And verse 27, the disciples, they had left to go get Jesus some food, right? So this is what Jesus had to say. Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with the woman. But no one asked, what do you want, or why are you talking with her? Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to town and said to the people, come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? They came out of the town and made their way toward him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat something. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. That's key right there. Verse 33 says, then his disciples said to each other, could someone have brought him food? Verse 34, my food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. I'm going to read that scripture one more time. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. That was Jesus's burning desire right there, to do the will of him who sent me, which was God, and to finish his work. Don't you know, verse 35 says, don't you have a saying, it's still 4 months until harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for the harvest. Even now, the one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life, so that sower and reaper may be glad together. Thus, the saying, one sows and another reaps, is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor. That was John chapter 4, verses 27 through 38. And that was Jesus's desire, to do the will of God who sent him and to finish his work. Now, this is what I'm going to say. That should be all of our desires. We should desire
We should have a burning desire to do the will of God. So that consumes most of our time. It consumes most of our thoughts. Sometimes we have burning desires, and I would say sometimes me, myself, we have burning desires to please ourselves, and that's because we are stuck in this flesh. But the more and more that we spend time with God, the more and more that God shapes us and creates us into who He wants us to be, then we are able to have the same burning desires that God or Jesus had, which is God. And that's something that we all got to work on, man. You know, I can say that my burning desire is to give, like the brother DL said. I can say that my burning desire is to, minister the gospel, which I love doing. But my burning desire, number one, should be to get closer to God, to spend more time with God. And that's really what something God has been revealing to me. I was reading a book. I'll have to tell you the title of it later because I can't remember right now. But the book was saying sometimes we look at praying and reading our word as chores instead of just doing them out of the joy that we have in our heart. And what happens is it's no longer fresh. We no longer have a fresh relationship with God. Now it's, okay, I got to do this or God's going to punish me, man. And man, we have to have that joy. Man, God is so good, man, because I'm just going to tell you this, man. It's crazy. I didn't even intend to speak on joy, but this next song coming up is called Joy, you know, and that's the kind of stuff that I'd be looking at like, wow, that was incredible, God, how you made that happen. This song is by Leah Smith. The song is called Joy, featuring R. Swift. This is off that brand new project that is free called Bear Fruit that you can go get it at rapzilla.com. Bear Fruit. Ever since I heard this, I was like, yo, this is a fresh album. Got hip hop and R&B mix, you know what I'm saying? Neo gospel, whatever you want to call it. But check this out on Yada the King Radio, because he gives me joy. Yeah, something for the ladies. You know, they always say, hey, can you play some R&B? I got you.
Because you knew that I was searching everywhere to find a thrill, and you came and thrilled me. The day you opened up my eyes, found me deaf and gave me life. Brand new, so undeserving. I
was looking for something that would keep me happy for an hour or two,
and every now and then I find something.
But you have given me eternal joy, and my eternal joy is you.
Everlasting
joy, you've given me joy, you've given me joy, you've given me joy, oh joy, you've given me joy,
yes,
you've given me joy, you've given me real joy.
Sometimes you know life can get real, smiles all fade away in you. So sad and alone, but even when my eyes are filled, there's a peace that I can feel. Your love rescues me with hope.
I know you never leave me. I believe that everything you say is true.
Every day you keep reminding me
that you have given me eternal joy, and my eternal joy is you.
Everlasting
joy, you've given me joy, you've given me joy. Joy.
Yes,
you've given me joy. You've given me
love.
You've given me real joy.
When everything in my life told me to stop believing, what good is joy if I gotta be on top to reach it? They told me I could find the answer in me, but I came up in deep when I tried to see in a look. That's when you came and gave the upper hand, introduced me to a joy I couldn't understand. I became another man, contrary to the ways of my peers, cause it's clear you had other plans. The beauty of life teaching us such a lesson, like can we overlook our trials as much as our blessings? You bring a joy that will never cease, a better love that will never be.
I know you'll never leave me. I believe that everything you say is true.
Every day you keep reminding me
that you have given me eternal
joy is you. Everlasting joy.
And accolades parade the stage. I say thanks as lights fade. I go off the stage feeling rego. Ego, getting stroked, feel my stilo. So high, I'm like an ego. So high, no Pinot Grigio. I'm drunk on my own wine, feeling plastered. Man, I'm gassed up, I ain't take no Beano. But you know how it be though. When you can rock the stadiums, that's another steepo. When you can feel palladium, pews full of people, and crowds give it up to you like you was the repo. Soon as the record hit the needle, I hit the stage killing, homie, you can call me hero. On the real, I'm feeling, homie, you can call me Depot. And I'm living foul, but it ain't no referees though. So ain't nobody shooting free throws. I just hit the stage like Frank and do it my way. Spit perverted gospel, Bernie Mac Friday. You heard what I say, it ain't no referees. So I'm traveling, pack and hit the highway. Different cities have become the same place. Every crowd's a mirror, man, I swear I see the same face. I just say the same thing and let my pockets gain weight. Yeah, homie, this is my day to day. I make them put their hands together like they saying grace. All in the name of the Lord and His saving grace. I'm playing games with His love, homie, Flavor Flav. Cause every time I'm rhyming, I'm thinking going diamond. My heart's in the club, homie, Ace of Spades. I'm on a paper chase, gotta get this bread, homie. I need a paper plate, trying to hold it down, homie. I need a paperweight, never wanna fade out. Gotta get my taper straight, and I got them lined up. Homie, ain't that great. Homie, ain't that great. People clap for me and make patty cake, cause they feel my bars like St. Patty's Day. As pride fills up my chest, I gotta give them my best. I'm never gonna take a rest. Homie, I hate Saturdays, and I can't take the Sabbath day. So forget what my daddy say, and go ahead with the patty cake, and give my talent praise with
applause. From you to me, seeing from the view that I see, just to know that you are pleased is the reason that I'm doing these things for y'all. Applause. From you to me, seeing from the view that I see, just to know that you are pleased is the reason that I'm doing these things.
I go, I may give me attention, steal both my earlobes, homie, take a listen. If any of the first verse sounded familiar, you could say the first verse was kind of a mirror. And I ain't even gonna lie and say that wasn't me. Like when cats told me I could rhyme, I wasn't geeked. Lil homie from the gutter streets of Akron is rapping with mad fans and staying at the Double Tree. Chest full of pride, double D's. Cats used to sleep on me, homie, double Z's. But now people stop me and ask me for my floppy, and can I sign a copy? Double C's. Driven by selfish ambition, enslaved me and kept me in the kitchen making heat. When it really had me held in a prison made of beats, and every bar I spit made a prison gate for me. Fighting with myself, internally warring. Trying to change my foes, my pride was my opponent. Trying to change my clothes, cause I hate the color orange. I had to call the warden and beg him for his pardon. Repent of pride and the hardening of my heart and denial of his calling. I need his grace to come in pouring, and his mercy to fall like autumn. I was falling, pride had my number,
It comes before the fall, similar to summer, July to autumn. The pride of all men is for guys to applaud them and deny the God that is awesome. So once again I'm falling, this time to my knees. Up to you I'm calling, praying you are pleased. I'm down at your feet, with my crown at your feet, asking for your audience, you're the crowd that I seek.
I would like to invite you to come and join us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
Now, with breaking news from Yada Da King Radio.
This is Don Christian.
And this is Frog from Yada Da King Radio. You can catch us Monday through Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
with special guests in the kingdom business,
playing your favorite artist's music
with topics addressing the issues of life.
Yada Da King Radio.
Banging music, uplifting Christ in abundant life.
Oh, guys, what if I missed it? What if I missed the show? Did you miss the show?
It's cool, we got you.
Download the podcast on iTunes.
Search Yada Da King Radio.
Or get the Yada Da King Radio app. And stream shows right where you at.
Let it permeate in your area.
And if you want to know where it's popping, go to crunkforchrist.com or yadadaking.com.
Yeah.
Check it out. That was by the homie Swoop. Song was called Applause. And who are you trying to get applause from? You trying to get it from God? Or are you trying to get it from man? That's a question. And matter of fact, we had a topic where we rocked on that whole topic right there. Who are you trying to get appreciation from? Is it God's appreciation or fan admiration? You know, and that, you guys got to go check that out. I can't remember who was on that podcast with me. But it was a fresh interview with a fresh artist. As we normally do, we keep it fresh. You know what I'm saying? So check it out, man. This is some things that some people said about their burning desire. Shout out to Laura Jean. She came up with the whole topic. She said, my burning desire is to love, serve, and to be one with Christ. And that's some great stuff, man. We also had a couple of other people. And just to elaborate on that, you know, that should be our burning desire. To love like Christ. We have Jazzy 90 all the way from Switzerland. She said our desire should be to honor God with all of our heart as we read the Bible, pray and worship, and then the Lord, the more that we pray and worship, the more our heart will burn for Christ, man. And that's awesome. She was also talking in the chat room saying, hey, I want to go to become a missionary. And that's a burning desire that she has, man. And that's really what's up. And then we had the homie Niles in the live stream. He said, my burning desire stems off of 2 Timothy 2:15. I want to share the truth and show people the light. I try to get a lot of people truth so I can give a lot of truth. He's saying, hey, I'm trying to soak in this truth so I can give it, man. And those are some things that we got to say, hey, man, these are our burning desires and we want God to use them, man. And that's really what it's all about. Let your heart burn for the same things that God's heart burns for. You know, as Laura Jean did say, she said, David was a man after God's own heart. The things that he, you know what I'm saying, approached, the way he lived life, he lived to focus on the things of God. Does this mean that he was perfect? Of course not. He had flaws just like we have flaws. But the great thing about God is he forgave him of them all because the homeboy's heart was to please God. And that is what it's all about, man. And you know what? I'm here to please God. That's why I Yada the King, man. And you need to Yada the King. Once again, send me your drops. You know what I'm saying? Give me a call if you got a topic. Hit us on Twitter or Facebook. And we'll talk on your topic. We'll rock it. You dig? I'm your boy, Don Christian. And this is Yada the King Radio. Let's get it.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I Yada da King. Shabaka King. I Yada da King. I Yada da King. There's power. power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the key, Shabbat the key, we out of the key, we out of the key.